Okay, we probably belabored this too much, but I struggled with the definition of what the three kinds of frequencies might be. So I think we've got it. Let's now the rest of items on this document for ZR2S. ZR25. Is basically management. So we're going to move back to our slide presentation now. So I am now looking at slide number 12. And it talks about the ZR2R position. Finally, we conduct it, ZR2 position conducts voice radio operations within the Incident Communication Center, which we would call EOC, in support of ZRICS field deployment. Okay, we've talked about that just now. Operations, activity, or exercise. It enhances the success of all field ops. And I think the most important thing on this slide, number 12, is the mission: provide all primary and supplemental ICC communication support required to ensure the success of volunteer communications. Success of volunteer communication communicators conducting field and incident support ops. So that's a mouthful, but it really summarizes what we've just been saying.
Hey Bob?
Yes.
A comment there. That first statement, conducts voice radio operations. Which, when I first read that, it put a question mark in my mind, and actually later on, you know, a few weeks down the line towards the end of this course, it mentions two other positions, a ZR2P, which is a packet specialist, and a ZR2W, which is a wind link specialist. To me, those are not voice.
Right. Yeah, but we're talking about ZR2R, radio voice, versus wind link. As you said, the wind link is ZR2W, and packet ZR2P.
Okay, so you're gonna.
They're different positions.
Okay. All within the same room, but not. They're not ZR2Rs.
They're not ZR2Rs.
Okay.
Now, what would really be great is if our members who are really familiar with, say, wind link, would sit here like I am and teach us all WinLink. You know, that would be awesome. So, okay, and maybe put together a course. Now, at this point, there is nothing out on Wayne's website pertaining to ZR2W or ZR2P. Okay. So we're now at slide 13, the ICC position assignments. ZR2R is one of the basic fundamental operating positions. The other, we already talked about for weeks, it was the ZR2F. And we already agreed that preparation and training is an individual responsibility as well as organizational. And that leads us to taking a look at the actual position description guide for ZR2R. So let's take a look now at that document, because according to slide number 14, we pause to discuss it. And now, okay, so at the top is a ZR position description guide, PDG, and this is for the position code ZR2R. Be sure you got the right one. And the verbiage here, again, in the description is very similar to other positions, except the first paragraph, the ZR incident Communications Center Specialist is operational support position in the ICC using the ZRICS structures and so forth. It's interesting. Selection to this position will be based on one, approval by the Home Unit Authority. Now, why is Wayne referring to Home Unit Authority in all these documents? What does that go back to?
Organizational autonomy.
Right on. Organizational autonomy. So even though this is a generic document that could be used for any city, ultimately Paul and Charlie decide whether we use it. And then it talks about successful completion of all prerequisites. So that we can demonstrate knowledge, training, and experience. Let's see. Now, one of the home unit responsibilities, there's six items there, and it talks about the GO kit. Just as kind of review, where in our manual, in our RACES manual, do we have our GO kit checklist?
Everybody, five.
It's section five. And hint, it's toward the bottom of the list of five.
It's the last one in section five.
Now, Charlie, what's the rationale for it being the last item in the list?
It was the last entered into our handbook.
Okay, so anyway, that's the checklist. We talked a lot about it in the prior class. All of us are filling out the GO kit checklist to be sure that we have everything we need. That's the have of the have no do, is to prove that you got it, everything you need. What was the example that Wayne gave of how he was so terribly embarrassed?
He went to a fire and forgot his badge.
Yeah, he went to a fire and forgot the badge that authorized him. And what was his position?
He was a PIO.
He was a PIO. He was a public information officer. Had access to very sensitive information, and he forgot his badge. And the incident commander on site rubbed it in no uncertain terms, that here's a guy that's publishing all this stuff about standards, and he forgot his badge. So, heads up, let's not forget our badges. Okay, on the under incident responsibilities, it's number one item. Much of this is similar to what we read for the supervisory position, so we won't go reading down through all of them. But I'll highlight a couple of them. Number one, complete all ICS 211 ZR processing at designated incident check-in, check-out location. And where do we find the ICS 211 form? In our manual?
Under forms.
Section 5, hint.
It's in bold 211 on the start of the date.
The way you can cheat is over toward the page number. Charlie put in bold.
5-26.
5-26, right on. Okay, number two, indicate check-in processing activity on your ICS 214 form, which is found where?
Section 5?
Section 5? Where? Right on, 5-27.
All the forms are in Section 5. Except for the NET, anything involving with the NETs in Section 3. Mm-hmm.
I agree with your reorganization of the book. It makes it a lot easier to have all the the NEP-related material grouped together. Item number four, I highlighted here, at the earliest opportunity, provide a briefing to the ZR25. Now this is your briefing, your direct report, which we looked at a while ago, or designate a direct report, meaning Charlie, of remaining or uncompleted position task book items. We'll look at the position task book in a minute. But I found it interesting that being on an incident, we have to report to our superior the preparations that we have not completed. Again, what's the concept here is accountability. And why would the supervisor, in this case it's the ZR25, why would he need to know what you haven't done recently in your task?
He doesn't send you to do what you haven't done yet.
And because of what's the number one priority?
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge and safety. Number one, safety. Yeah, so it goes back to number one, safety. Okay, number eight on this is page 2 of 3 of the position description guide. Be familiar with all communications equipment, procedures, and all basic functions and capabilities. A question. How many in this room are intimately familiar with the equipment in the EOC? So we could hold up our hands and say, yes, I can do number eight.
Maybe.
Yeah, I would submit maybe Joe and Charlie, the two of you. I cannot say that. And so what it says to me is one of the things that I need to do as our training guy is to get us to get more familiar with those radios. It's kind of embarrassing when you don't know how to turn it on.
I have a task that needs to be done before our drill. And that's to program some remaining radios with the new 2003 frequencies.
Oh, what?
The FT-8800s are all programmed, but the other radios are not.
Okay. We'll have to get to that. Oh, okay, I better move on here. Number 11, serve as a primary radio. I think this is the essence of this position. Serve as the primary radio operator to transmit outgoing and to receive incoming incident communications transmissions. Another one jumped out. Another task, number 12, log and documents all messages received or transmitted by the ICC or EOC, or coordinate to confirm these activities with the ZR2D position. Okay, the ZR2D is the documentation person. So while we're not, which is Barb. You're the stucky. not to fear, we're going to rotate people through that position on May 4th. Okay, but anyway, I find it interesting. There's actually a position, ZR2D. And then number 15, we come back to maintaining an accurate log of the frequencies used. The, again, ops, TAC, and command frequencies. I think we covered that enough. And look at number 17. Never leave a designated assignment without first obtaining a confirmed authorization from your boss or the net control. And so, last but not least, number 21, keep an ICS 214 form current and updated on a daily basis. And where do we find the 214?
Section 5.
And where is it? I didn't know.